You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, my family, it's always good to be with you. This week, we're taking a look at the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 13, 19 and 20, and 30 and 31. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 128, verses 1 through 5. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Our second reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. You know, sometimes we make the mistake in Christianity of thinking that our worth is based on what we do instead of who we are. And we can't forget the central message in Scripture. God loves us not because of all we do for Him. God loves us because of who we are. And in turn, we are called and invited to love God because of who God is. Not just all the things He gives us, not all the blessings, not just the ways that He blesses us, not just for all He does for us, but to love Him for who He is. And it's really important we know that and believe that as the foundation before we talk about this week's scripture readings. Because if you forget that fact, you might fall into the trap of thinking God loves us based upon what we do. It's about who we are, not just what we do. Now, that being said, when we're in relationship with God, that relationship is going to carry with it a hope, an expectation that there's going to be good works, that we're going to do good things. So to be clear, we're saved by faith. Yes, God, you know, we're saved by grace, not by works. But if we have true faith, then we should do something. That faith should be in action. People should see it by the way we live our lives. And that being said, we turn our attention to the gospel. This week in the gospel, we hear another parable. And this time, Jesus is trying to explain to us the difference between commission and omission, sins of commission and sins of omission. Listen to what he says. A man who was going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, each according to his ability. Now we got to stop right there. A talent is not just a monetary unit. A talent was a measurement of weight, and it was worth different amounts based on what it was made of. So if it was a talent made of gold, it was worth more than silver, silver more than copper, and how heavy it was determined how much it was worth. But what you have to understand is a talent was a lot of money. That some scholars would say one talent was equal to 15 or even 20 years' wages for a day laborer. So think about how much money we're talking about here, 15 to 20 years' worth of salary in one talent. And here the master is giving 5 talents to someone, 2 talents to another. So even when Jesus starts telling this parable, people's minds must have just been scrambling to try and figure out, wow, obviously this master is very wealthy, and obviously he knows his servants to entrust such wealth to them. Again, he knows his servants, and based on their ability, he gave them different levels of talents. Now, when you hear the word talent, you might think in modern terms, a talent is a skill, a talent is a gift, might be a spiritual gift. But in the parable, all those different scenarios work. What happens? The one who's given 5 talents, they go off and they double it. The one who's given 2 talents goes off and doubles it. But the one who's given 1 talent is so fearful that he buries the talent. And when the master comes back, the master isn't happy. Now, you might read that and say, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the person was trying to be safe. He was trying to be secure, you know, like in burying it, at least he wouldn't lose it. What if the other ones would have lost it? And again, this is what we have to understand. These servants who he entrusted the talents to are the disciples. They're you and I. And we're the ones who are in relationship with the master. We're the ones who know the truth. And we are expected to invest in the truth, to invest in the master, to put our talents, what we've been entrusted with, to service, to the service of the master. And my brothers and my sisters, if we bury the talents we've been entrusted with, we're not being good stewards of it. That if he entrusts us with something, he obviously trusts us to act. So again, this isn't about what we do, but who we are. But he knows us, and in knowing us, he gives us these talents. Now, my brothers and my sisters, why would the one with 1 talent not at least try? If he tried, if he put in the effort, at least he was trying to make the master joyful. At least he was trying to honor the master for the trust he placed in him. Now, you and I, my brothers and my sisters, at the end of time, we're all going to have to render an account to God for how we did or did not use the gifts that were entrusted to us. And a lot of the time when we look at our lives, we focus on those things we do wrong, those sins of commission. You know, we break the commandments. I did this, I did that, I did that. But if you'll notice at the beginning of Mass, when we pray that prayer, the Confiteor, it's the one that begins, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters. In the beginning of that prayer, we ask forgiveness not only for the things we've done, but for the things that we failed to do, the sins of omission. And by burying that talent, that was a sin of omission, that the person failed to act. My brothers, my sisters, when we have gifts that we don't use for God's glory, that failure to act could become sinful. Okay? God does not give people gifts that he does not want them to use for his glory, not for our own. And when you look at the readings this week, in this first reading, we're told what a worthy wife, what she's like, what she does, what she brings with her in Proverbs 31. It's a famous proverb. It talks about how charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord, who knows God, who's in awe of God, is to be praised. And we're praising this woman for all that she does because all she does flows from who she is. I'll say it again. All she does flows from who she is. And that's why in the psalm we say, blessed are those who fear the Lord, not to be afraid of God, but who walk in awe of God. They walk in the awe and the relationship of God, knowing that he's with them, knowing that he's created them, knowing that he's in a relationship with us. And that's why fear of the Lord is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Everything we do should flow from who we are. And who we are comes, that identity comes from knowing God. And that's why in the second reading, when he's talking to people in Thessalonica, he's not talking to people that don't know God. He's talking to fellow Christians, brothers and sisters. You have no need for anything to be written to you. Let us not sleep as the rest do. Let us stay alert and sober. There's an expectation if we know God that we should act. And that same idea is woven through each of these readings this week. My brothers and my sisters, if we know God, we are called to live like it. We're called to act like it. We are called to do great works, okay, for the service of God and for the service of the kingdom, for his glory and not our own. And each of us can look around in our lives, certainly, and point out to those areas where we've fallen short, where we've committed sins. But this week is a great opportunity to look in our lives for those missed opportunities, those places that we haven't acted as we could have. We haven't served as we could have. We haven't spoken up when we could have. This is a great opportunity as we start to close this year and look forward to Advent to take a really hard look at our lives and figure out maybe where we're falling short, maybe where we can do more, maybe where God's given us a gift or a skill or a talent that we have not put at the service of him and of his kingdom. My brothers, my sisters, your worth does not lie in all you do. It lies in who you are. And we know how much we love the Lord by our works. We can tell how much someone loves and serves and believes in God by the way they live their life. Our actions should follow our beliefs. This week, let's engage. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.